Thank you for calling Orange Top Fiber. My name is Abigail. Could you go ahead with your name, please?
Hi, Abigail. This is Josh Burke. I'm calling because I wanted to see if you guys provide your fiber optic internet at my location.
Okay, no problem. I'll be more than happy to check if we do service your area. Could you go ahead with your address, please?
802 Harvest Way, Saugerties, New York, 12477.
One moment, please. And you said Harvest Way?
Yes.
All right, so the in-service date that we do have for your address is on October 21st.
Okay. So if I sign up for that now, then...
Yes,
go ahead.
Definitely. So we can definitely sign you up for service now, and then closer to the date would give you a call just to set up an installation date and time.
Okay, and do I have to pay anything now to sign up or no?
No, you don't.
Okay.
You'll be charged on the day of installation. The only thing is that we do a soft credit check just to check if a deposit is required. But if you're okay with that, then you would not need to pay.
A soft credit check? I'm comfortable with that because my credit's fine, but I just am curious as to why that's necessary.
We just want to see the payment pattern. So the soft credit check is just to see how often do you make your payments on time. It's not personally checking your score. It's just checking how often you do make your payments on time.
Got it. Okay. And then is there any way I can do that without the soft credit check, or I would have to do that? That's the only option.
Well, being that the in-service date is on October 21st, usually it should bypass it until closer to the appointment date, but I think it's going to mean that it's allowing me to sign you up. If you don't want to do the credit check, it's going to prompt you to make a deposit of $50.
A deposit of $50? And is that refundable, or that's just $50?
The $50, it becomes refundable if it's a case that you do decide to terminate the service. We would put it towards any unpaid amount. If you don't have any past due amount, then we'll just send it out in a cashier's check.
Okay. So my options are I can either do a soft credit check now, and I know it won't affect my credit score, but it's just to make sure that there's on-time monthly payments. And then if I don't want to do that, I could do a deposit of $50. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. And if I did the sign up now, I would pay over the phone with the $50 with like a debit card or credit card?
That is correct.
Okay. And then by signing up now and waiting for the installation to happen in October, do I have to wait till then to create an account and so on and so forth? Or am I going to be able to set that up all now and then when the activation actually occurs, and they come and install the system.
So once we do place the order, you'd have access to your online account with the email that you sign up with.
Okay. Okay, thank you. And then the other thing I wanted to ask was the equipment included. So I actually have equipment already, my own personal I don't have – there's a router, right, and then there's a modem, right? I have own – routers, but I don't have a modem. So would I be able to keep my own routers?
You can. We usually recommend just to use our modem and router just because if there is any issue, we would be able to troubleshoot it on our end. If it's the case that you decided to use your router or your modem, we would have limited access when it comes on to troubleshooting.
Got it. Okay. And then the last question I had, and I apologize for the multiple questions, but the last question I had is speeds up to 1,000 megabytes per second, right? Obviously, it varies. The price I'm showing is the $49.99. Is that the current rate that you guys are selling it at, or is it a different rate now?
So the cost for the 1 gig upload and download, it's $79.99, but you get $10 off when you sign up using AutoPay with your checking or savings account and paperless billing.
Got it. And then are there any other additional fees or charges, like
no
service fees or anything like that?
No taxes,
like when
no service fees.
Like, installation fees, what I meant to say. Like when they come and install it, usually it costs like something to for them to do that. Is that extra, or is that all included? Yeah.
So you get the equipment. The equipment is free, and also the installation is also free as well. So your monthly payment, if you do decide to get the $10 discount, it would just be a flat payment of $69.99 per month.
Okay. All righty. So yeah, let's go ahead and sign up then.
Okay. And
fine.
you said that you're interested in the 1 gig fiber internet.
Yeah, 1 gig fiber internet, and I'm just going to do the $50 deposit instead of the thought credit check.
Okay, that's fine. Are you interested in getting any Wi-Fi extenders?
What is it? Oh, like those things that like you plug into it and it like extends
yeah.
it? No, I don't need that.
Okay. Are you interested in the phone service?
No, thank you.
Okay. All right. So just to confirm the address, it's 802 Harvest Way, Socrates, New York, 12477, correct?
Right.
Do you rent or own the property?
It's a rental.
All right. Could I get the property owner's name and the phone number?
It's an apartment complex, so do you want the office's name and number?
Yes, it's just that usually for rented properties, we just would have to ask for permission to run fiber through the apartment.
Okay. All right. In that case, and you have to get verbal permission?
Yes, we do.
Or like an email?
There's an option to add the email, but it's required for us to add a phone number.
Got it. Okay. All right, let me pull up the property manager's contact information. Give me 1 second.
Take your time.
You ready for the number?
Could I have his name first, please?
Yeah. So, hold on. Let me pull up the name then. Because then it's actually a she. Her name's Adelaide.
She.
But let me pull up her last name. I don't know if I have that. And, okay, I have her name. Ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
A as in apple. B as in David. E as in elephant. L as in leopard. A as in apple, I as in igloo, D as in David, E as in elephant, last name, Simon, S as in Sam, I as in igloo, M as in man, O as in October, N as in Nancy.
Thank you for that information. And you can go ahead with the phone number.
1-845-331-6666.
So just to repeat, it's 845-331-6666.
Yes.
How are your current utility wires feeding your home? Is it through the air, under the ground?
Oh, I have no idea. I'm sorry. I wish
that's
I knew.
Okay. Is your billing address different than your service address?
No, it's all the same.
All right. Could I have your first name, please?
Joshua. Joshua.
And what's your last name, Joshua?
Burt, B-U-R-T.
And could I also get an email address that I could add and follow?
Absolutely. It's going to be the word peace, followed by the word maker, then the number one, then the letter N for Nancy, and the letter N for Nancy again, and that reads peacemaker1nn@gmail.com.
So that's P as in Paul, E as in Echo, T as in Tango, E as in Echo, Maker, M-A-K-E-R, the number one, N as in Nancy, N as in Nancy, at gmail.com.
Correct.
Primary phone number?
845-514-7095.
All right, so that's 845-514-7095.
Right.
Do you want to add a secondary phone number?
No, that's not necessary.
And how may we contact you, phone, email, or text?
Phone is fine.
All right. So just to read a phone disclosure, do you agree to receive phone calls, which may be and or pre-recorded from Archtop and its agents or vendors at the phone number you provided? You may revoke this consent at any time. Consent is not a condition of purchase.
Okay.
And just to go over the order. You're at a home location interested in getting the 1 gig fiber internet. You're not interested in any Wi-Fi extender or phone service at this moment. The service address is 802 Harvest Way, Socrates, New York, zip code 12477. You rent the property. The property owner's name is Adelaide Simon, and the property owner's phone number is 845-331-6666. The current utility wires feeding your home, you said that you're not sure, and the billing address is not different from the service address. And you said for the soft credit check to determine if a deposit is required, you're saying that you're not willing to do the credit check?
Correct.
Okay. And are you interested in getting the discount to enroll in auto pay and paperless billing?
Yeah.
And you'd be using a checking or savings account or credit or debit card?
Debit card.
All right. So once you use the debit card for the auto pay, it takes $5 off your monthly bill. But if you use a checking or savings account, then it would use $10. Then you would get $10 off.
And can I change it at any point? On
yes,
the
you
portal?
Can. That is correct.
Like the website? All right. Well, just do the debit card for now. And then, I don't have to start paying until they install it. So I'll just make sure to switch over to my account by then.
All right. All right, so the payment for the $50, whenever you're ready, you can go ahead with the card number, okay?
Okay, you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
4482-3301-8430-2107.
And the CVV?
287.
Thank you. And what's the expiration date?
0828.
Thank you for that information. What is the name on the card?
Joshua Burt.
Last name is Biz and Boy, U-R-T, correct?
Correct.
And what's your zip code?
12477.
Okay. Give me one moment, please. How did you hear about Archtop Fiber?
Through the mail.
No, okay. Is there anything that the technicians should be aware of on your property, like a buried wire, septic tank? Not sure.
No, I don't think so. It's like an apartment. I don't think that there's. I don't think there's any septic tanks, but I'm not sure. We'll just put that because I can't say for sure.
Okay, that's fine.
Is there a number that I could tell the property manager to call to give permission? Because there's a good chance they're probably not going to pick up since it's like rare to hear from them through the phone.
Yes, give me a moment, please.
Thank you.
The number that they can call is 855-272-4867.
And they would just know exactly who it's in reference to by giving my address and such?
Yeah. And we once we do get that permission, we'll just add it on file, and then you'd be good to go.
Okay.
Okay, well, and yeah, because most times with our installs, most times it's delayed because we didn't get permission from the property managers yet.
Okay.
All right. So let me just go over some disclosures with you. So at the time of your initial connection, the technician will determine the best way to connect your service. So they may install the drop cable, that is the cable that connects your home to a fiber network at the street prior to the day of your installation, but you do not need to be home for that part of the installation. If required, a temporary drop may be laid on the ground. We'll then help to coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement. Also, if you currently have a current provider to maintain consistent connection, we recommend our new customers wait until the fiber services are installed to cancel the current provider. The ONT gateway and any equipment provided by Archtop Fiber, it is the property of Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you will receive a return kit to send all associated equipment back to Archtop Fiber. Archtop Fiber reserves the right to charge for unreturned equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment in its required time frame. For any questions you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, please visit our website. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online by setting up your account. You're automatically enrolled in your Archtop Fiber online account using the email address you provided today. Do you agree to be bound by the terms of service that they change from time to time? As posted on our website, including its requirements to resolve most types of dispute through arbitration.
Okay.
All right. So once we do give you a call back, just to schedule a date and time, more than likely being that you sign up now, you'd get like the earliest date would be the 21st of October. Then you would get a confirmation. Did you get any emails as yet?
I could check now. Let me see. I don't see anything yet.
Yeah, so you should get an email just to confirm the order, and also another will be like an invitation for you to sign into your customer account. But I think it's taking a while to be updated, so once that happens, then you should be able to get access to the account, okay?
All right, so just to confirm, do I need to schedule the October 21st installation or
no, we're gonna be the one, so it's already updated in the system, but we need to confirm with you closer to the date if that's the date that you'd like to like us to come out to the location, or if it's a case that they finished the construction a lot earlier than we expected and we have an earlier date that we can come out. So we have to call you just to confirm. I'm sorry?
So I should expect a call as it gets closer to confirm?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay.
No problem. Go ahead.
If I wanted to call you guys, if I don't hear from you guys, I would call the 855-272, or would I call a different number?
Yeah, you'd call that number as well. I can also provide another phone number to you.
Okay. Yes, please.
Oh, it was just, I'm sorry. It still would be just the 855-272-4867. And then you just get our department and we'd be able to check on the status of your installation. And that's also the number that the property manager will use to call, can call, so that we can get permission to go on his property.
Okay. Thank you very much.
No problem. Is there anything else I can assist with before you go?
No, that seems to be it. I know they expect an email to set up my account. The debit card I already provided is the one that's on autopay already, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, it's currently $5, but if I wanted it to be less than that, it can be $10 less, and it'd be $69.99. And it's the 1 gig fiber optic internet, and then you guys are going to install the equipment and so on and so forth. So yeah, you covered everything. You're very helpful. Thank you very much. And yeah, that's it.
All right, no problem. Well, it was my pleasure assisting you today, Joshua. Enjoy the rest of today, and thank you for calling Arch Sub Fiber.
And your name one more time for me, please.
My name is Abigail.
Abigail, you are very helpful. Thank you, Abigail.
Thank you. Have a great one.
Thank you. Bye.